When Kensington Mine was in the planning phase, Core Alaska officials said hiring residents of Juneau and other southeast communities would be a top priority. On Tuesday, Core Environmental Superintendent Kevin Eppers told the Juneau Planning Commission that's still the case, but more on-site housing is needed to make it happen.
This permanent dorm facility will allow us to continue to be committed to our local hire, and we feel that it's important to make it possible for our southeast neighbors also to work at the mine site.
The company plans to build a three-story, 96-bed dormitory at Kensington, located about 45 miles north of Juneau in Berners Bay. Core will also convert two existing dormitories built for temporary use into permanent housing. The result will be permanent on-site housing for 216 employees. Eppers, who lives in Juneau, says the biggest challenge to hiring local and regional residents is the lack of specialized training. The company is working with area native corporations, the State Labor Department, and the University of Alaska Southeast to hire more residents, but he says all employees, including locals, have requested additional on-site housing.
Permanent housing will allow flexibility for our workers, especially during poor weather conditions. For example, myself, I prefer to stay out there a night or two and then come back to town for a night or two.
Planning commissioners were initially skeptical of the proposal. Nathan Bishop said Core promised to work with the community to find housing for its employees in Juneau.
I'm a little bit disappointed in this application. I think that there was a commitment made when Core came in to Juneau to do housing in Juneau.
Commissioner Nicole Gruey, participating by telephone, said Juneau gave Core social license to mine within the borough's boundaries, and she wanted to make sure the company was following through on its promise to promote local hire.
While I don't want to be an impediment to the activity because it's great private sector jobs, I'm kind of grappling with this way of how do we follow through with our responsibility to ensure that this is the best it can be for us.
Part of the problem, Eppers said, is that daily commuting to the mine from town has proven more complicated than Core thought during the planning stage. Goldbelt Native Corporation operates 12 round-trip buses per week from a park-and-ride facility on Engineers Cutoff Road to the Kensington Dock at Yankee Cove, about 30 miles north of Juneau. From there, a boat takes workers the rest of the way to the mine.
Currently, our transportation leaves Juneau at 5 o'clock and it returns at 7 o'clock. So those are very long days if you are commuting.
The Planning Commission only heard from one member of the public on the issue. Guy Archibald is mining coordinator for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, which spent years fighting Kensington in court. But Archibald says SEAC supports permanent housing at the mine.
It's a safety issue, among other things. I used to commute very long hours after working very long hours at a mine.
Commissioner Bishop made the motion to approve Core's application, saying he still had reservations, but was persuaded in part by the safety concerns.
Being able to spend the night out there in a pleasant place periodically when the weather's inclement, I think that the benefits are greater than the detriments.
Gruey was the only member to vote against the proposal. Commissioner Mike Satre abstained from the discussion and vote due to a conflict of interest. Satre works for the other big mine near Juneau, Greens Creek, and is involved with several mining trade groups. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.